the sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty Laundry.
So the whole idea behind Dirty Laundry is we go out to laundromats, Ian does, and he'll approach somebody that's a total stranger, and he'll say, hey, tell me a secret that you've never told anyone before. And if I try to do that, or Mahoney try to do that, or Audrey try to do that,
we'd get shanked.
Yeah, it wouldn't go well at all. But Ian's got this ability where he really is very charming and also disarming. Right?
Very much so.
And so he has these conversations, and Ian, you become a bit of a local celebrity at this bar laundromat combination that you found, and the reason why you like to go there is because it's just full of interesting people, but also, like, the bartender will sometimes point you in the direction of, like, hey, you need to go talk to that guy, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Along with pouring me free drinks, which I appreciate.
Hey, don't put them on.
I got a problem.
Hey, don't put them on blast.
Who cares?
Does the ownership know?
Hey, you know what? Speaking of the ownership, that place, I guarantee you, they're not even making money on the laundry in the bar. You know what they're making money on? Laundering. It's fine. It's okay. As long as we have wonderful characters
if
there.
If you launder money through a laundromat, is it illegal? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's in the name.
I don't know.
Seems like it should be legal.
Just laundering things. It's what we do. Anyway, so this guy looked like what?
This guy's name is Jay. Now, I've never seen Jay at the bar laundromat before, and I was very nervous about going and actually doing this bit because, obviously, I have a newborn at home. This is a new routine to leave him and then go off into this debaucherous kind of area.
Did you bring the baby with you?
I did not, unfortunately. Mm. I did propose it to my baby mama, and she shot that idea down pretty quick.
You gotta teach him how to interview early.
So I was solo at the bar laundromat, sitting by my lonesome at the bar, sipping on a Budweiser, and no one was in there. But in walks a gentleman looking for change. Mm. He had a fresh $50 bill, which not many people carry around anymore.
Right.
And he was wearing very large slippers. They were bear slippers, so kind of like bear paws. He was also wearing a Chicago Bears jersey. He had his dog with him. And the dog looked very comfortable because it had one of those airport neck pillows around its neck.
I've never seen a dog with one of those.
Nice. Okay. It seems unnecessary.
It's very unnecessary because
dogs sleep. Yeah,
and they don't really sit like how people do.
They don't need neck support
or ride planes very often. So Jay and I got to talking, and he was very excited to talk to me because he likes the idea of being on the radio. And this one is a dirty laundry for the more contemporary era because it involves dating apps.
A brand new installment of Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
All right, we're here for another installment of Dirty Laundry, and I've met a very nice friend who is in a pair of very comfortable slippers.
Come on, man. I'm a Chicago Bear, man. I got to have the bear feet, man. Very warm. It's not Chicago cold out here, but they nice and warm. Keep me cool and comfy.
Yeah. Well, he's cool and comfy, and I'm looking for some dirty laundry. I'm looking for something you've never told anybody before. So lay something on me. What happened?
I got a story where you know, I was dating a chick, and I was still f***ing around with online sites, dating sites. I was started talking to this girl online, you know, behind my girl's back, and, you know, we've been chatting for damn near 2-3 months.
Oh, it's 2-3 months. I'm sorry to interrupt, but 2-3 months, usually you start sending some explicit photos after that.
Oh, definitely. Oh, we on that. It's done got spicy and heated at this point.
Who precipitated the explicit photos? Was it you or was it her?
I think it was the two of us.
Oh, well put, well put.
Yeah, it was the two of us.
Because you don't want to randomly throw a D-pic at somebody.
Come on, man. You know how the females hint around like, so how are you, big, little? You know, ooh, out the bam, ooh, out the bam. And I'm like, yeah, I accommodate you a little bit. Only if you send me some she pictures. What's happening? After some time, she gets to hinting around about how bougie her sister is, and her sister has this great boyfriend that she don't deserve him. I says, damn, you know, really, you and your sister, you guys don't get along? She's like, no, we get along, but the she always had it better than me, and I like her new boyfriend, and ooh, out the bam. I'm like, yeah, so what's your sister's name? Her name's Carla. Carla? That's my girlfriend's name. Oh, Carla from where? She's from Southside Chicago. Oh, my God, does she have a brother named Darren? Yes. You know her? No, not really, but yeah. Later I found out this is my girl's sister. I met her online on a dating app. She secretly hates her sister. She secretly thinks her sister is a and I found out that way. I never told her.
Okay, so you took care of the two sisters. Any chance that you may venture into the mother realm?
I tried, but mother, she's not my speed. I saw her. She's a little overweight. I like overweight lovers in the house, but she's a little bit too much overweight lover in the house for me.